We spoke the other day about the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael and about a conflict that sometimes comes up, an obstacle that we need to deal with, and that is the issue of Parnassa. Somebody raised the question, what about when we have other conflicts with regard to the mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz? For example, somebody has the desire to move to Eretz Yisrael, somebody really wants to go for the right reasons to be Mekayim the mitzvah, and the problem is that here in Chutz La'aretz they have parents who would like them not to move to Eretz Yisrael. They would like them to be closer, they want the grandchildren to be there. They would not really be excited about the fact that their family is picking up and moving out of town to Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, what do you do when you have a conflict of Kibud Av Va'Em versus the issue of Yishuv Haaretz? Which one takes precedence? Which one is more important? So before we get into that issue, we have to first give a little bit of background about Kibud Av Va'Em. As we know, the Torah in two different places talks about the importance, the significance of the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em. That is mentioned both in Parshas Yisro, in the Aseres HaDibros, and once again in Parshas Ve'eschanan. So the Torah says, Kabid es avicha ve'esimecha, leman ya'arichun yamecha. This is one of the only places where the Torah says you get an arichas yamim, if you're careful about this. Al ha'adama asher Hashem Elokecha nosein lach. Once again, in Parshas Ve'eschanan, the Torah tells us again, Kabid es avicha ve'esimecha kasher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. Make sure you honor your parents, leman yarichun yamecha uleman yitav lach. Not only will you have an arichas yamin, but also life will be wonderful for you. Al ha'adama asher Hashem Elokecha nosein lach. So, the Torah seems to give a great significance, a very important spot to the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em. It seems to be above and beyond many other mitzvahs. And the Sefer HaChinuch is bothered, why is that the case? Why should Kibud Av Va'Em be more important than any other mitzvah? Why should it be that Kibud Av Va'Em, if one fulfills it properly, they have a promise for Arichas Yamim Uleman Yitavlach, that life is going to be wonderful? Explains the Sefer HaChinuch as follows. Mishrashe mitzvah zu, one of the most important characteristics of this mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em is, Sharoi lo la'adam sheyakir v'yigmal chesed l'misha aso ima tova. The mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em is not so much for the parents themselves. It's really to get a person accustomed to the fact that when somebody does something for you, you have to make sure to give back to them. You have to show a certain sense of gratitude, of recognition. V'lo yeh novel u'misnaker v'kafei tova. A person is never allowed to be somebody who is ungrateful, somebody who's not really appreciating the gifts that other people have given them. Shazu, says the Sefer HaChinuch, because this is midara u'ma'usa b'tachlis lefnei ha'elokim ve'anashim. This is something that is abhorrent. It's a behavior that's unacceptable, not only in society, but also in God's eyes as well. And therefore he writes that a person should recognize how much their parents have provided them with, how much their parents gave them when they were young children, and certainly at that age it's a time when we are not able to really fully appreciate it, but as we get older we understand what that is. And he says if a person gets themselves used to doing that, they ultimately will come to an appreciation of what God himself provides for humanity as well. And therefore, says the Sefer HaChinuch, this is why the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em is so important, because not only does it give us a sense of a gratefulness for everybody who helps us out, but it also leads us to an appreciation of what the Ribbono Shel Olam himself gives us as well. And therefore he ends up and he says, Ha'over Aleha, somebody who is not careful about the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em, Bita Laseh, he has violated the mitzvah of Kabed Es Avicha, Ve'onsho Gadol Me'od, and the punishment for this is very serious, Shenaseh Kimisnaker La'aviv Shabashamayim, because not only is a person slighting one's parents, but you are also as if you are slighting the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. And that, says the Sefer HaChinuch, is why Kibud Av Va'Em is so important. This is what the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Beis as well, that we assume that Kibud Av Va'Em is in some way similar to a person having a relationship with God himself. It's Shkula Keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvodo U'Ve'Atzmo. So now, here we have the following issue. What is a person supposed to do when Kibud Av Va'Em comes in conflict with one of the mitzvahs HaTorah? So the Gemara tells us in Nevamas Davav the following scenario. Harei she'amar lo aviv l'chalo Shabbos. Let's say my father asked me to be mechalo Shabbos. Either we're talking about a father who is not religious and doesn't really understand that I am and I want to keep Shabbos and he knows nothing about it. So he very innocently asked me that he wants me to be mechalo Shabbos on his behalf, to drive him to the supermarket, to turn on the lights for him, to make him a coffee, to do something that I'm not allowed to do on Shabbos. Or we're talking about somebody, a father who does know, but yet he asks his child to be mechalo Shabbos anyway. Or he says, the child is walking down the street and he happens to come across some lost object and it says clearly on it that it belongs to someone, I just don't see the owner around. So I have the opportunity now to be mekayim the mitzvah, to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Now my father says to me, what? We're in the middle of taking a walk. You're going to stop doing whatever you're doing to go and be meshev the Aveda, to return the lost object? I would prefer that you don't, that you leave it, and you don't fulfill the mitzvah that the Torah asked you to do. So in those two scenarios, the Gemara presents us with a problem. On the one hand, we have kibud av ha'eim, which is of the most fundamental importance. It's considered like you're respecting God Himself. If you don't respect your parents, it's like you're slighting God also. So on the one hand, you have the opportunity to be mekayim, the mitzvah of kibud av ha'eim, and listen to the Father. On the other hand, you have the opportunity to listen to the Word of God. God tells me I should keep Shabbos. God tells me I should give back the lost object. And here I have a conflict between my father and God Himself. Says the Gemara, you should not listen to the father. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Ish imo ve'aviv tiro, everybody has the obligation to respect and honor their parents. Ve'esh shabsosai tishmoru ani Hashem. The Torah puts, right next to the mitzvah of kibud av ha'eim, the mitzvah of keeping Shabbos. And therefore, says the Gemara, from the fact that we say Shabbos and kibud av ha'eim right next to each other, and those are ended off with ani Hashem, it means that you and your parents both have the obligation to recognize that ani Hashem. Both you and your parents have an obligation to respect the fact that ani Hashem, and therefore when a parent says something which is against the word of God, we're supposed to listen to God and not listen to our parents. That's what the Gemara says. Now those are very obvious cases, but then it gets a little bit more complicated when you have something that's not as black and white. Those cases where the father asked me, I'd like you to be Mechal Shabbos, that's an obvious case. But what happens, the case that was raised by the Trumas Hadeshen? Trumas Hadeshen was not really clear if he was in the end of the Tkufa of the Rishonim, or he was really the beginning of the Achronim, but either way, the Trumas Hadeshen in the end of the 1300s was posed with the following question. He had a boy who was totally convinced that he would learn well in a certain yeshiva. So this boy wanted to go to the yeshiva. The problem was the yeshiva was in a certain community, which was far away from the home of his parents, and his father was nervous that maybe I'm going to be giving up my son to a place, I don't really know much about it, I don't really know much about the community, and I'm going to be living a life of tsar, I'm going to be living a life of pain, sitting and worrying about my son. Now the son claimed, I have every right to decide for myself whether or not I'd like to enroll in this yeshiva, I think I'm going to learn well, my father doesn't have the right to instruct me whether or not I should go, I have the right to make the decision for myself. So here you have a conflict between kibud av ha'eim and the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So the Trumas Hadeshen was asked, what should a person do under such circumstances? Do I fulfill the mitzvah of kibud av ha'eim, or do I try and fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah to its max, to its extreme? So the Trumas Hadeshen comes to the following conclusion, and he says, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Megillah the following halacha. The Gemara says, Gedola Talmud Torah yoser mi kibud av ha'eim. The Gemara tells us when you have a conflict between Talmud Torah and kibud av ha'eim, Talmud Torah comes first, as we learn from Yaakov Avinu. The Gemara tells us, Rashi quotes it on Chumash, that Yaakov Avinu was punished for all the years that he was away from his father. He wasn't fulfilling the mitzvah of kibud av ha'eim. That's why his son Yosef Atzadik was taken away for 22 years. What about all those years when Yaakov Avinu was learning in Yeshiva Shem Ve'Eber? Why wasn't he punished for those years? He also was not fulfilling the mitzvah of kibud av ha'eim by learning in the yeshiva. The answer the Gemara gives is because Talmud Torah is more important than kibud av ha'eim. So all those years that Yaakov Avinu was sitting and learning in the yeshiva, he was not punished for not fulfilling the mitzvah of kibud av ha'eim. And from here, the Trumas Hadeshen comes to the conclusion, if a child is convinced that he is going to learn in this yeshiva very well, and he thinks, even though it's going to cause his parents a little bit of agony, a little bit of anxiousness, a little bit of an uncomfortable feeling, the child has every right to go ahead and do that because Talmud Torah takes precedence to kibud av ha'eim. Now, let's just make a few points on that. Number one, the Trumas Hadeshen says, the reason why he thinks that's true is not only because there's no yeshiva in our community and there's only a yeshiva somewhere else. This is even the case if there's a place to learn here. Still, says the Trumas Hadeshen, a person has a right to go far away. Why is that? Because the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Ein Adam Lomid Ela B'makom Shalibo Chafetz. The only time a person will be successful in the learning of Torah is if they are learning something that is personally appealing to them, if they're learning in a society, in an environment that makes them comfortable, that's when they will be successful in becoming great Torah scholars. But if not, this is something that a person does not have to listen to one's parents, and that is the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins as well with regard to this. However, the Pischei Tshuva writes on the bottom of the page in Shulchan Aruch, that does not mean that a person is absolved from the mitzvah of kibud av ha'eim. That's not what it means. When we say that Talmud Torah takes precedence to keep it aveim, it doesn't mean a person always has the right to say, well, I'm learning and therefore I don't have to pay attention to my parents. Of course not. A person has to close the books and go be mechabe their parents if that's what the times called for. But in general, the Trumas Hadeshen is talking about in general terms. If my parent says, I don't want you to go away to this community because that is going to make me uncomfortable, that is a situation where you're not obligated to listen. However, if I'm living locally and I happen to be learning Torah and my parent needs something from me, there says the Pischei Tshuva very clearly, I have every obligation to go and stop what I'm doing to go and take care of my parents. The Chazon Ish had once a very beautiful story in the opposite direction. He had a child who came with his father to discuss the following issue, where the child said that the mother was having a surgery. And the child and his father were in a disagreement about how the child should act when his mother is having a surgery. The child felt, I'm far away from home. I should really enlist myself in a yeshiva that's closer to home. This way, whenever my mother needs help after the surgery, I will be available to help her. And the father said, absolutely not. I'm good enough. I can take care of her. I don't want you to stop your learning. You stay in the yeshiva where you are. You continue to learn and keep all the schedules that you're doing. And if we need you, we'll call you. But until that time comes, you can stay where you are. They went to the Chazon Ish and they asked him who was right. Was the father right or was the child right? And the Chazon Ish said the child is absolutely right. He has an obligation of kibud avim. He feels he can learn just as well in the community where his mother lives. And therefore, he said, the child has an obligation to pick up from where he is and to move next to the mother in order to be able to service her as best as he possibly can. It is noted that the Chazon Ish then had a little bit of a falling out with the father because the father would not accept the ruling of the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish forced himself on the father and he said, no, you're being inappropriate. I think that it's right in this case for the child to take whatever he's doing and move it to be near the mother. So now the question is, what about when we change the circumstance? Let's say the Pischei Tshuva talks about another case. I feel that I want to daven in a certain shul because they daven with more kavana, because they daven slower. They allow me to daven the whole Shemona Esrei peacefully and I'm able to answer Chazaras HaShatz and Kedusha. My parents like to daven in a different shul where they daven much, much more quickly. And I'm not comfortable davening there. So the Pischei Tshuva asked this question, who has the right of way there? This is a question that we're asked all the time here in the shul. There are some children who are more comfortable going other places, but their parents like to daven here. Maybe we should have the obligation to tell the children that they have to daven with their parents. And the Pischei Tshuva says that is not the case, because he says a person who davens a tefillah without kavana, that's not just an extra chumrah that you're supposed to have kavana when you daven. He says a tefillah without kavana is keguf b'li neshama. It's like having no neshama, like living in this world without any purpose. And therefore, says the Pischei Tshuva, since that is the ikar hadin, since that is the way tefillah is supposed to be done, therefore we assume the child has every right to say, I'm going to the other shul because it allows me to daven in a more comfortable fashion, and it allows me to have kavana the way I am supposed to. Now again, we're only talking about somebody who's a mature enough person to make that decision. I would not say that we should probably trust a 10-year-old who says, I want to daven in the other shul. They're probably just trying to get away from their parents and not daven at all. When we're talking about a mature adult who understands what it means to daven and who really understands what it means to daven next to their parent or not, that is where the Pischei Tshuva has this issue. So what about when we have a conflict of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? A child wants to move to Eretz Yisrael and the parent has a very strong objection to the child doing so because they would rather the parents stay, they would rather the child stay in Chutz Laretz. Now this is a very difficult issue. And the Medrash tells us in Parshas Lech Lecha, on the Pasuk Lech Lecha Me'artzecha Mimoladetcha, Avraham Avinu was supposed to go away and travel to Eretz Yisrael. Says the Medrash there, Lech Lecha, God tells him to go away, and the Medrash comments, Lecha ani poter mikibud avaim. You, Avraham Avinu, have a heter not to perform the mitzvah of kibud avaim, because God is telling you to move to Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ein ani poter la'acher mikibud avaim. But somebody else who was not given this very special mitzvah of Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, somebody else would not have the opportunity to give up the mitzvah of Kibud Avim, even for the purpose of moving to Eretz Yisrael. This is the way the Chachmas Adam, the Chayi Adam, interprets the Medrash. And the Chachmas Adam writes, it would seem, that the only reason why Avraham Avinu had this permission to give up on the mitzvah of Kibud Avim was only because his father was an Oved Avodah Zarah. His father was a person who was Eina Osa Masei Amcha. He wasn't a person who was doing the right thing in life, and therefore he had no obligation of Kibud Avim toward his father. However, most of our parents who are doing the right thing, who are not Ovdei Avodah Zarah, we would have an obligation of kibud avim, says the Chachma Sadim, and therefore, if our parent told us that they want us to stay in Chutz La'aretz in order to help service them, in order to perform the mitzvah of kibud avim, we would not be able to say that Yishuv Ha'aretz takes precedence. That is the opinion of the Chachma Sadim, and that is a very controversial opinion, as we mentioned, because it would seem that the Gemara tells us, if our parent ever gets in the way and tells us that we should not be performing any mitzvah in the Torah, the halacha is, says the Gemara, that we are not supposed to listen to our parents. The Rambam even extends that and he says, what if a parent just asks a child not to perform a mitzvah midirabbanan? Forget about a mitzvah midiraisa, but if the parent tries to tell the child to ignore a mitzvah midirabbanan, they say, I don't want you to light Hanukkah candles this year, I don't want you to lay in the Megillah on Purim this year. So you'll say, what's the big deal? After all, kibud avim is daraisa. Hanukkah candles is only midirabbanan. Even there, says the Rambam, we don't have a right to listen to our parents, and that's why this is very, very questionable. Why should it be the case that when it comes to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, a parent has a right to get in the way and tell a child, I don't want you to perform the mitzvah the way you are obligated to do. I don't want you to do the mitzvah the way God instructed you to do. Generally, the rule is, a parent does not have a right to weigh in on such an issue. It's between me and God. It's not between me and my parent. And that's why there is an overwhelming group of Achronim who assume that the psak would be that if a parent is unhappy, if a parent is not comfortable with a child making aliyah and moving to Eretz Yisrael, we would assume that a child does not have an obligation to listen to that parent, because after all, a parent never has a right to get in the way of my performance of any mitzvah midaraisa. This all has to be done with tremendous sensitivity. Nobody should take from here that we're saying that a person should ignore their parents and not do it carefully and not really think about the consequences of such a move or such an action, but strictly speaking, from a halachic perspective, this would be something which is a very important issue and very commonly comes up in our community.